This is a Baby Brunch podcast. On a Saturday morning, I go running, and as I finish my park run, I see a mom standing on the corner with two children, dressed neatly, the one holding a pamphlet, big smiles, children with little hats, and I pass Lisa Khorani. At the time, I just saw a mom and I grabbed the pamphlet, and as I started reading, I thought, I need to pause and stand still and meet this woman. Yeah. I can't believe you're in my studio.
Yeah, I also can't believe it. Thank you so much for inviting me.
What was on that pamphlet?
Okay, so what was on the pamphlet? We were actually a week before launching our online store shop. It is a stationery shop, so that's why it was there. So we were busy doing the old school, if you would call it, the old school marketing. So we thought, let's go out there. I always run at the park run, by the way. So I thought, there's hundreds of people that's there. That you know, when park run started, it was there was literally no space to, you know, it was a few people, but then right now there's no space. So I thought, instead of running, let me go stand at the corner with my two beautiful boys, and we were dishing out the pamphlets.
It worked. It's a great marketing tactic.
And I'm here.
Give me the address of that stationery shop. We want to help you.
4252, and it's ran at Barrett Street, Clayville, Extension 34.
What's your website address?
www.natistationers.co.za. And we are now an online shop.
What made you... I've got so much to ask you, because you're a mom. You are someone that started out as a picker and a packer. So from the bottom. Now she's here.
Yeah, literally.
And they've given you rank. So you're now a senior sales account manager in the company that you work for, and you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So people use this word loosely, and I always say an entrepreneur is someone who can make money while they sleep.
Yeah.
And you can do that now.
Yeah.
Because you've got an online store.
Yeah.
I want to go back though. Mm-hmm. So you're a young woman, you start a job where things are really simple.
Yeah.
All you need to do is pick and pack.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Well, the industry that we're in, or the industry that I'm in, which is military aerospace industry, I literally stumbled. They were going to have, this was years ago, they were going to have stock take. So a cousin of mine, or a family friend, invited me, and she said, Lisa, I wasn't working at the time. And she said to me, Lisa, don't you want to come and help at our company? It was a very relatively very small company, literally 20, 15 people. And I came in, and as soon as they directed me to the store, so they took me in, I literally had a 5-minute interview, and they said, oh, we like you, come. I think I was 20, 21 years old. And I went in, and as I opened the bin, so we're busy now preparing for the stock take, is I opened the bin and I was like, what are these things? And then I was picking them up, I'm seeing wire, and I'm like, I'm asking everyone around, where is this wire used in? They were telling me, no, it's used in a vehicle, or it's used in missiles. I'm like, what?
Missiles? What?
And I'm like, really? Okay. Oh, okay. And you know, the interest grew from that. Mm. And I said to myself, after a month, I cannot only be picking and packing this, but I am gonna pick and pack so that I can know, you know, from the base of the company, of what's going on. And a month after that, I approached a production manager, and I was like, I want to know what's going on there. So I've always been forward, if you would say so.
Curious.
Curious. I took the hand of the production manager, and I said, what do you guys do in your productions? And then he explained to me, and I said, can I join you? And he said, oh, that's interesting. Okay, fine. And then I joined him, and I started building. I started assembling the connectors. And then from there, I was made the assistant supervisor.
So they promoted you from being a picker and a packer?
And packer within a month. So I literally stayed packing and picking for a month, and then I moved into production. So there, it felt like an accomplishment for me at the time, but I knew that I was meant, and I was preparing myself for something bigger. So as we were, building or assembling these connectors and everything, then I wanted to know, okay, fine, who does the sales? How do you guys then, how do we get the orders? So I was always interested in that. And, you know, the production managers took me to sales. You know, obviously the sales people are always sitting up. Mm. They're busy, phone calls.
They wear suits.
That. Yes, they wear suits.
The way you are looking now.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So we were literally in production wearing sneakers and, you know, flip-flops every day and jeans to work. And I said, okay, so he took me to sales. I looked around and then I could see the CEO's office. And I said, oh, okay, so these guys are sitting next to the CEO. I need to sit here because I need to start selling as well.
Wow.
So I lasted in production, I think, for a year. And then I had a baby, my eight-year-old. So he's now 8 years older. So I had my first son. So I think the moment when I held my son, I said, baby, we are going after, you know, after maternity leave, after this, we're going to go for something bigger and better because I need to something. I need to have food on the table. I need to have more food on the table. So literally, that's basically what I did. I came back from maternity leave after 3 months and I went to the CEO. I said to him, I took my manager, the production manager, and I said, listen, I've enjoyed the time here. There was no position open for anyone in sales. And I said to him, let's go to the CEO. So he was nervous, you know, even turned green and red. I said, come, let's go. You know, and at the time, it felt like I had to take matters into my hand, you know. So we went to the CEO and we sat down. You know, the CEOs normally are people that are respected and feared. You know, people don't or can't face them directly. So he said to me, okay, so we went then. And the production manager said to me, so why she's here? And the first thing in my mouth, that came out from my mouth, excuse me, I said to him, I don't want to be building connectors for the rest of my life. And he said, what? I've never heard anybody say that to me. I said, yeah, I cannot be building connectors for the rest of my life. Yeah. You can see I can. You know, you've seen the quality of my work and everything. I'm consistent and I'm always here. I'm not asking for a raise. I'm not asking for anything. I just need to move up. And he says, you know what, for the attitude that you have and the words that came out of your mouth and the ambition that I can see, nobody has ever came to me and said those things to me. I'm going to put you in sales. Have you ever done sales before? I'm like, not really, but I've done in-store promotion when I was in high school. I used to sell knickknacks here and there. So
I love this. Oh, wow. You were a promo girl and now,
yes,
and now you're sitting speaking to the CEO and you're telling him what you need.
Yeah. So I said to him, okay. And then he said, you know what? For the fact that you had the guts, for the fact that you trusted yourself enough to come.
Oh, I like that. You trusted yourself. You knew you could do it.
Yeah. I've always knew. Every day when I wake up, I ask myself, what's different that you can do? What else can you do today? So I think I'm blessed with the ability of knowing how to, you know, to motivate myself when I wake up each and every morning. So he said to me, okay, fine, I'm going to put you in sales. Let's see if you can do it. And I did it. I did it. I started at the bottom at sales because remember, there's different levels. I started at the bottom. I was assisting the guys that goes out and look for orders. So I was busy capturing, speaking to the clients, and this and that. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I want to go speak. I want to take the car and I want to go visit the customers. So whenever I'm here, so whenever I'm in 2018, I'm thinking, okay, 2019, what are
we is
doing?
Happening next?
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I bumped into you. Annalisa is a beautiful woman. You are stunning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You look great. You're tall. Love that color of peach that you're wearing. I look at you and I'm thinking, this is ambition. You have worked so hard. And I love how you say that you have the energy within you. It's a blessing, you call it, in order to tell yourself, what else can I do differently and how can I do things today? This is not the only job you have. Tell me about how you decided, I also need to be an entrepreneur and do something that no one else has thought of.
It was not necessarily a matter of saying, let me do something that no one else has ever never thought of. I just had a baby, second baby again. I thank God for my babies because I think they push me. I had him in 2015. So I had, I don't know what they call it medically. I had high blood pressure. So I had that. So I had to go on early maternity leave. So I went a month before. So that meant there's no pay of a salary coming from the work that I do. So I was sitting at home and I'm thinking, Lisa, you have always been selling. Now you have the next 4 months without helping at home because obviously me and my husband, we now only had one salary coming in.
Yeah.
And we just bought a house. So the house was brand new. So we couldn't have any, you know, any room to lose the house. So what I did was I made a list. I said, girl, we better get up and sell. There's another baby coming. So I did that. I made a list of things because obviously I couldn't do something related to the engineering side of things.
Because you're home.
Yes, I'm at home. I have no income. I literally had 2,000 rand. So I said, okay, what can we do or sell? What can I sell that is not going to require a lot of capital or a bigger amount, you know, to start off things? And I made a list and I said, this looks easy. It should be easy. Well, I thought at the time.
Yes.
And I said, okay, fine. I'm going to go speak to schools, go to speak to customers, but I want to do it in a young and fresh way. You know, and it's not going to cost me that much. So that's what I did. I picked stationery because I thought, what can be difficult about selling pens, you know? And we've always been using pens. We are using pens in 2018 and 19, and we're still using paper, even though I see there's a shift. We are going paperless.
I still use a diary. I use a paper diary. That's how, you know, old school I am. Yeah.
My child was starting grade one, the bigger boy. And, you know, we literally take a lead pencil and we have to write. I have to teach him how to write. So we still, and I thought the world is still going to write. I mean, we can't only be typing. We need to know signatures. How do you sign? You need to use a pen and a paper. And I said, okay, fine. Let's see how things is going to be. But obviously, I need to have a different approach than, you know, anybody doing it. And I need to do it in an innovative manner and, you know, bring a twist and a 2018 young person's view into it. So that's what I did. I got up. I just had the baby at the time. So I think my child was about 3 weeks old. Got up, went and registered my business, and we got going.
I can't believe what you're telling
First customer that I went to was the company that I work for. I phoned them. Yes. Yeah. Phoned them. I said, guys, you know, I'm sitting at home, right? And I have no income. Please place your stationery from me going forward. And they did. And I think my boss is very open-minded. And he said to me, do whatever you want to do. If you need an extra income, do it, as long as it's not going to interfere with my work. Mm. And it doesn't. I make sure it doesn't.
I also think it plays a role in the personality that you are, because you've proven to him that you're a hard worker and you kind of do. I mean, I wouldn't mess with you in the entrepreneur space. I think you're a go-getter. I think that's incredible.
Thank you so much.
And you're such a motivation to every mom, because, you know, once you've had your baby, we all know what goes through your mind.
Yeah.
There's questions. You're wondering how you're going to do it with your second baby. Mm. I don't know why, but I had this chat with a woman yesterday and we talked about how in our cases with our second babies, even though we thought it was going to be easier,
my goodness,
there's a few challenges that came our way, you know.
Yeah.
In her case, a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, a medical condition. And my baby was prem, you know. Mm. So for 2 weeks, you're in and out of ICU and you're wondering, how am I going to do this, you know?
And it's overwhelming with the first baby as well, because I remember when I just had the baby, they both cried at the same time. And I was like, guys, please. I've never done this before. I've never had two kids before.
You are not alone.
Please just figure this out. And there's other things that's involved as well that's challenging, getting to coordinate everything.
Mm.
Because before, it was just me, my husband, and my first child, and preparing or going out.
It was easy.
He grabs that and I grab that. He finds the shoes and then I make sure he brushes his teeth. Now there was two kids and it was crazy.
I remember the one time we went out with my little one and I forgot the entire baby bag. And we just stopped breastfeeding and we were in the middle of nowhere with no milk. And I just cried, because that's what you do when you don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to young moms who have just had a baby? And they feel that these pressures, you know, I've started saying to people, stop calling me a mompreneur. Yes, we all know that we are working different jobs to make things work and to stay motivated within ourselves. But to me, it puts so much pressure on the mom who's not working.
Mm.
I want her to feel that it's okay that she is not chasing her dreams right now. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. not everything has to slow down.
Yeah. Relax. I get a lot of people that ask me, Lisa, how do you do it? Last month, I was finishing my degree. I graduated in September. Yes. And so if you look at the things that I was doing, I was studying, finishing up a degree in business, and I had a small business, and I'm working a very demanding job.
And you're a mom.
And I'm a
and
mom.
And you're a wife.
That's, you
and
know.
And you must help the church.
Yes. All those things. And people just ask me, how do you do it? Really, I prioritize things. Mm. And whenever I feel like I can't go on anymore, I pick up the phone and I ask for help.
Wow.
And I say, can you please
help
do
me.
One, two, three, and, you know, and assist. Because at some point I have to realize that I cannot do everything. So I prioritize. That's the first and foremost. And if there's anyone there that is not doing anything right now, doesn't mean you're not going to be doing anything next month. Mm. So if you have to focus on your child right now, if you have to take a break and, you know, and make sure that the well-being of your child is done. So that's why I said prioritize. So if you have to prioritize this and finish with it, and then you can move to the next step and, you know, just go on and figure it out. So really, there's no formula of how I do things. There's no formula of how I get things done. I just prioritize. And if my child is sick and there's something that I need to do, obviously, I have to weigh the both, you know, the two options. I have to take my child, make sure that there's somebody that's going to sit with him when he's fine and everything. And then I move on now and check my emails, for example.
Yeah, you don't have to do everything right now.
No, no.
Who paid for your degree?
The business.
As in your stationery business?
Yes. The pens and the paper paid.
The pens and the paper paid.
Paid for my degree. And today I've got a degree.
Motivate us more. How long did it take for you to get your stationery business up and running? Because we all want instant gratification, right? I want my BE business to thrive in the first 2 years. What do you want to say to people listening right now that wants to start out and start a business?
It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be an overnight thing. I registered my business in 2016. And after I registered my business, really things started kicking off after a month or two. So we were not selling that much.
Mm.
So I was going and figuring out things of, okay, I was studying the market. I was studying the industry, you know, and right now, after 3 years or 2.5 years, we only now launched our online shop because I wanted to make things easier for the consumer and. So it was not an overnight thing. Yes, I do spend hours in the morning, wake up earlier than most people, 3 o'clock, or go to bed late looking after my business. But is it booming? Yes, it is doing well, but it was not an overnight thing.
Mm.
We had to go back to the basics. We had to build on top of something. So I think there's this thing with the young people today that, okay, I'm going to start a business today. I'm going to go look for a tender and I'm going to be a millionaire. You know, I drive a small car. I drive a small car and I'm perfectly fine with it.
Mm.
So what we've done is, what the business done is, it took me to school and we bought our first bike through the business. And this was 3 months ago.
But, you know, but I also love what you're doing. And Lisa, I have to say it. Even though the business is thriving and you do it well, and I mean, you understand the formula now because it's your business.
Yes.
I still find you on a Saturday morning doing marketing old school way because you realize that you can't now sit back and relax. If you want your business to do better, you need to find the feet or the clicks.
Yes. definitely, Ilana. You know, that morning when you saw me at the park run, I didn't really feel like it because, you know, it was the month end and I was feeling crabby. You know what ladies go through month end. And I said to my kids, okay, fine, let's still go. So I still found the courage within me and I still found the strength within me, as exhausted as ours. And we got up and we still went. So I, you know, what I do is on Fridays, I plan for the week coming. Okay. this is what we're going to do on a Saturday, this is what we're going to be doing on a Sunday, allocating that time to family or whatever. And then on the Monday, obviously, is allocated to my work or to my 9-to-5 job. You know, we still need to, and every now and then I sit with my team. I have a small team, the smallest team, and it's girls. So we still, you know, strategize and see what can we do. But me as the founder and the CEO, I need to know the basis. I need to go out there, know how it feels to be, you know, to be standing there in the sun and dishing out the flyers. So even if the business grows and I'm sitting in a nice office with an aircon and everything like that.
Sounds amazing.
I can imagine already. So I know the basis and I know what it goes through.
What do you want to say to other moms listening right now? I mean, I look at you and I keep shaking my head because your story is remarkable.
Thank you so much.
And for most people, it might just be, okay, so you started an online store. Mm-hmm. What I see is a mom who's doing it for herself.
Yes.
Who's planning ahead because we run the household. Oh. Who's deciding that on a Saturday, instead of going to children's parties, guys, we're going to need to go and do some marketing so that mom can pay school fees.
Yes.
And so that we can pay the works bucky.
Yes.
So cool though.
Yeah.
And so that we can pay for your studies because that's what you were able to achieve through this.
Yes. Yes.
If you could give a nugget of motivation to other people at work who might not necessarily enjoy their work as much as you do, but that needs a little bit of a push to say, you know what, go for it. What would you say?
First and foremost, you don't need to quit your job right now. Mm-hmm. I still learn from my job. The dynamics of how the business is ran, I still apply them to my small business. Mm. So I think there's a lot of people that say, I quit, I'm going to start my own business. But do you know how financials work? Do you know how accounting works? Do you know how to save in order to expand your revenues? So those are the things that, you know, I learn from the work that I do. And also, do you know how to do presentations? Do you know how to go and market your business? Those are the first and foremost things that I learned before I still work before I could say, no, I'm going to start my own business. Because I think a lot of businesses crash within the first year or two or three because they don't have the foundation. Mm. The owner doesn't know, you know, hence I took myself and went and did this business degree because I had to learn how to read my own financial statements. Even though I might have an accountant, now I can sit down and see, okay, this and that and that and that. Oh, I learned about this. You know, I was actually doing my financials last month with my accountant and we were going through this. And I was like, I learned this at school.
My biggest expense is grooming.
Oh. Yeah, I can see the lashes.
Bless. Oh, man.
We want that expensive weave in my case.
Girl.
The makeup.
Put it on.
And everything. But you know what? I think each and every young lady or young mom that's listening, you can actually build a life that you have always imagined for yourself. That's what I'm doing. Sometimes I sit and think, oh, I need this and that. And those are the things that I imagined. But it cannot only end at imagining. I need to get up and, you know, open my laptop at 3 o'clock in the morning and work towards that dream. You know, one day I would like to be on Forbes 40 under 40.
You will be.
One day I would like to own the biggest manufacturing company and, you know, get the girls to work, help combat unemployment and so forth. But obviously I need to start acting today. I need to work towards the goal today. So, and it's not an overnight thing, but if you are sitting in that little small cubicle and, you know, you're feeling emotional, I know the dynamics and, you know, the things and the emotions that we go through at the offices. Somebody is not in a good mood today and they just come and mess up your day. Just hold on. If even if it means you have to, you know, sacrifice the 30 minutes of your lunchtime to go sit down and work towards your plan. You know,
because 30 minutes a day.
Yes. That you can allocate towards starting something small or something towards your business. But we need to work towards it every day. Even if it's 15 minutes, it makes a difference.
I had a very shiny car and I parked it at the petrol station.
Yes.
And as I'm filling my car with the help of a petrol attendant, two men pull up in a taxi and they say, ah, it's her husband. And I didn't correct them and I smiled.
Yeah.
Because for most people, and I love what you said about how I can build a better life for myself.
Yeah.
And I smiled because I realized that those two guys, they thought that someone bought this for me. And that sounds really nice. She just raised her hand.
Hallelujah.
But I did. I did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yes. Yes.
You did it, Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa, you did it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You did it.
You know, my parents always prophesy, you know, I don't want to, not in a Christian way or whatever, but they always speak life towards, towards me. And they would say to me, you know what, Lisa, when we remember, I've always been a dreamer.
Mm.
When I was growing up with my sisters and brothers, they used to call me Madam Lisa because I'd say, guys, I'm going to drive that car.
Mm.
I'm going to drive, you know, I'm going to own a house here and there. I'm not owning a million rands house yet, but, you know, I've got a home that I've done it. I've bought it.
You've
done
what
I'm saying? And I've got a car that I've, the contributions towards that car, it was all on myself.
What I'm also enjoying is seeing you savor the moment now. It's so easy to dream about something and then forget about where you are at, because now can be perfect too.
Yeah. I've got good health. I've got a good family. I've got a supporting husband, very, very supporting. You know, he was working night shift. Now he told me, sorry, I can't be there. Because he's never missed anything, you know, that I've been involved in. He's always there.
What's his name?
Ashley.
Ashley, you can listen to us right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be here. You can sleep after night shift.
Yeah.
We're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah. You know, I try and live in the moment. I try and, you know, and have fun with my kids. I try and spend time with the family. As much as we get busy and, you know, get caught up in the moments of, you know, Joburg lights and business and trying to hustle. But, you know, I try and spend time with family, relax and do the things that 30-year-olds will do.
We're going to support you.
Thank you so much.
Can I go online right now?
Yes. Click, 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 click. Tomorrow, a bell, bing, your order is there.
Wow.
Yeah, because what we try to do is give a good customer experience. I know what customer, you know, experience is, so that that's what we thrive towards. You know, when somebody orders from us, we don't want them, you know, as much as you can control some of the other things, but our business is based on service. It's based on customer experience.
I'm so inspired. I'm like, you're amazing. You are. She's doing a little dance. Annalisa, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ilana.
Khokhani, we'll remember you.